Channel 2 right and a continuation of the visit with Mrs. Guthrie this Friday, the 10th of December, 71. Channel 2 right and beginning of the continuation of the visit with Ms. Guthrie this Friday, the 10th of December, 71. Beginning of Channel 2 right and a continuation of the visit with Ms. Guthrie this Friday, the 10th of December, 71.
Mm-hmm.
That's
delicious.
Isn't that good?
That's delicious.
Now, Miss Patterson made a fruit cake, and the basis of it was a pound cake.
Sure was.
Okay, I'll write it out for you.
You didn't make this, yes?
No, I didn't, but I make it. I do make it. I didn't make this too.
Well, isn't that delicious?
I'll get it right down.
And you do have to have sour cream.
And butter.
Mm-hmm.
Have to have both. No flavoring.
No flavoring.
It's not quite as moist as it usually is.
How about Mr. Miles? Why don't you give him a hunk of it?
He can't have any.
That's too bad.
Hey, that doesn't write very well. The ink got so these old pencils somehow, it won't
cut. That's good.
Shelly wants your cookie recipe.
Yeah.
That little party cookies. Don't forget.
All right.
I might, I ought to get a claim for Dr. Gibney.
Yeah, we ought to know Dr. Gibney. We don't know any doctors that would get us well.
Yeah, because I have complaints every now and then.
Well, he's the only doctor, so I understand that you can go down there and go to and don't have to have an appointment.
But you have to wait?
No, ma'am. You go in there and you register, and he takes them as they come.
Oh.
Oh, he does.
But they tell me them other doctors you have to have months ahead.
Yeah. I can't remember that long. No use to my taking it a month ahead.
Well, supposing you used to get bad off sick.
They'll take you.
No, they won't. I don't think, would they?
They'll take you if you're hurting.
Well, if it's an emergency. Most, you know, I don't
that's
know.
That's what you said.
Yeah.
Well, now they won't. Oh, some of them will. Because they just don't do it. But I know a lot of them are sick. But you know, the thing of it is, unless you are in bad shape, you don't want to tell them you are, you see. Because then sometime it might work the other way. The boy cried wolf. You remember, did you read that story?
Yeah, I've read it.
Yes, sir. What was that story you told me about riding a horse? We were sitting right out there. Let me see if I can remember that. You and your brother. Or were you in a buggy?
We're in Wyden. We was in a wagon, and we had went over to one of the neighbors' houses, Mr. Jones, Tommy Jones, and borrowed his wagon, and the horse run away with us, and tore his wagon.
And sewed you out?
Yeah. Sewed me out on my head, and the horse, he just kept running, and the more he run, the faster he got. And the horse turned off, you know, a little road to go up to the house. He had tore up the wagon body, and there was one piece of the wagon body, a board lying on the frame. And the wagon, when he got there, that there board had worked right up against old Bob's rumps, you know. And he went just walking up there just like he hadn't done a thing. And my brother was a little fella, and he got up and he said to my daddy, he said, "Pa, I didn't do a thing. I didn't do a thing."
He knew he thought he was going to get it, huh?
"I didn't do a thing, Pa."
Well, he did, though.
Yeah, he caused that horse to run away because my daddy told him not to trot him. He was high spirited.
Yeah. I wished one of Faye's friends up there. His wife, doctor, his wife. They was way off somewhere in the city. And this first time I ever realized that you could buy an old plug horse that looked like he didn't have much life, and you feed him up, and don't tell what he'll do.
Mm-hmm.
And furthermore, now she wanted to ride, and then she wanted her children to learn to ride, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So one day, they'd had this horse, and her husband was a doctor. That was the trouble. And he just gave that horse everything. Make him mend, you see. He wormed him and he vaccinated him, and I don't know what all he didn't do.
Gave him vitamins?
Yes. And one day she got on that horse and she couldn't hold him. He just lit out. And I can't tell it, but she just sold her.
I wouldn't have killed her.
And she was a big woman. She's young, but she, you know, when she hit the ground, she knowed it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the trouble with me. I don't get on a horse. It's too far to the ground at my stage.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you take a little 6-year-old, 12-year-old, like Shirley's girl, she can hit the ground pretty hard and get up off. No, sir. That horse come to life. They got more for their money out of that horse than they thought they got.
They gave him too much spirit.
Yeah.
And fed him. Yeah. Fed him.
Well,
see?
You know, they just overdid it.
He hadn't had enough to eat. You know, all his life, apparently, too. They got him.
Well, you know, one time, my dad, I don't know what he was doing up to Brantford. But a man gave him a horse, and that was as pretty a horse as you ever seen. And my daddy put my brother, he was small, on that horse and sent him to Old Town.
Yeah.
There wasn't no highways or anything, and that horse had the hardest fit. That horse had fits.
Fits?
Sure did. That's the first time I ever heard tell of. And my dad didn't do a thing in the world but just get a horse back and give him to the man. But he was just as pretty a horse as you ever seen. But he just have hard fits, just like some people.
Yeah. We lost our good old horse.
You did. You lost your old horse.
He just got to the end of the road. He's been going down.
Well, you know, he's better off.
Well, let me tell you, I don't know how long it's been, 2 years maybe, when we had Rye out there in front.
Mm-hmm.
We put him and that other old horse, Nellie, out there. And it looked like neither one of them would get through the winter, and they started to mend. Why, it was noticeable.
Mm-hmm.
And they got so lively, you couldn't get close to them.
Mm-hmm.
And Nellie would whisk off, you know, and he'd follow her. And they looked like they were good for a long time. But last winter, he didn't mend. And there was a good pasture for him last winter.
And so the poor old fella, he's gone. Well, he's better off. You know, we all have to come to the end of our journey.
Well, he was 30 years old when we got him.
Oh, you don't mean it.
25, 30 years old.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how long did you all keep him?
We had him a long time, 5 or 6 years. Joan, how many children have learned to ride on that horse over here?
Mm-hmm.
And grown people, too, who couldn't ride.
Well, Miss Miles, now you got things to do, haven't you? And I don't want to hinder you, because I want to be at home working myself.
I wish
we ought to go over and help Shirley.
Yeah.
Watch for those buzzards.
I just having such a good time. Any change will be for the worse.
That's right. That's right.
For me.
That's right. Well, we got Miss Mary off from her opinion of her chairs.
Yeah.
Well, I finished with them. I done all to them I could do.
What is today? Friday.
Friday. I got to go see if I can get some fruitcake stuff down
yeah.
there in Market, and you got to pick up your shirt.
At Market, you won't get much joy down there, will you?
Where's that at?
Mary Market.
I don't know.
You don't ground it?
No, sir.
I'll call and see if
well, it's on down towards ready.
See if
you got a big weekend ahead of you?
I really don't know. Just what I have got ahead of me, Mr. Miles.
Things, you start out...
You mean you find that the whole
instead
egg...
Instead of separating the eggs and whipping the whites, I find out just dumping the whole egg.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you have to do it one at a time. And the important thing about this is to do that sifting.
Oh, look at that thing. They've already found it.
Yes.
Is that the tippy? Mm-hmm. Who is that?
That's the tippy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, they'll be here way up in the spring. See that little piece of suet out there?
That's it. Well, suet, what do you mean? Is that there? Beef fat?
Yeah.
The kidney is the best. The fatter,
yeah.
The kidney fat.
They like it. They don't like the stringy kind. They like, you know, the crumbly kind.
My old tomcat won't let the birds come and eat the seed. My berries.
Oh, really?
He just lies up on that porch and sleeps, you know, and they're afraid of him.
What good does he do?
Hmm? What good does he do? Well, he's so old, he don't do any good. But he has been a good rat cat.
Oh, has he?
Well, I sure have enjoyed it.
Well, I'll tell you.
That was a nice lunch.
Now, you look at those bony heads.
Yeah, we'll go out there and look at
them.
Yes, go out there and show those bony heifers.
Well, Miss Miles?
Well, I thought you was going to call me today. All right, Miss Mary.
I'm the only important one, looks like.
Channel 2, right. Around 200 or 300 and the end of the visit with Miss Guthrie, this Friday, the 10th of December, 71. Channel 2, right, around 200 or 300 and the end of the visit with Miss Guthrie, this Friday, the 10th of December, 71. Channel 2, right, the end of the visit with Miss Guthrie, this Friday, the 10th of December, 71.